The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. As Jesus and his disciples were gathering in Galilee, Jesus said to them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day." And they were overwhelmed with grief. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the temple tax approached Peter and said, "Does not your teacher pay the temple tax?" "Yes," he said. When he came into the house, before he had time to speak, Jesus asked him, "What is your opinion, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take tolls or census tax? From their subjects or from foreigners?" When he said, "From foreigners," Jesus said to him, "Then the subjects are exempt. But that we may not offend them, go to the sea, drop in a hook, and take the first fish that comes up. Open its mouth, and you will find a coin worth twice the temple tax. Give that to them for me and for you." The Gospel of the Lord. Good. So once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Tiny little thought for you here this morning about the importance of avoiding petty disputes. And it comes in the context of what's probably my favorite miracle, right, that you just heard described here, which is a lot more than just a neat trick that Jesus did. And also in the context of this question, does Jesus have to pay the temple tax or not? Well, what's the temple tax? Well, you go back to the book of Exodus and you'll find a charge that everyone over the age of 20 is required to pay an annual tribute to help support the upkeep of the temple that's equal to 1/2 drachma or 1 day's wage. This is the temple tax. And it was considered to be a ransom for your soul. Your soul's born into sin. Temple delivers you from sin. Temple tax is a ransom for your soul. So, does Jesus need to pay the temple tax? Of course Jesus does not need to pay the temple tax. Does Jesus have any sin that he needs to ransom? Of course Jesus has no sin that he needs to ransom. And to make matters worse, the temple is considered to be the dwelling place of God on earth. And Jesus himself is God on earth. But here's where the little message of this gospel is so beautiful and so helpful. Jesus is not going to enter into a petty dispute. And so he says to Peter, "Go to the sea, drop in a hook, take the first fish that comes up, open its mouth, and there you'll find a coin worth twice the temple tax." You know, he just got finished talking about his death and resurrection. He doesn't want to begin suddenly to worry about these petty matters. It's as though he says, "You know, I've got bigger fish to fry." With a lesson now for you and me, that some disputes, I dare say most disputes, are beneath your dignity. Don't even get started. Don't even get started, right? Jesus pays a price, even when he's right. And his followers need to learn how to do the same thing. St. Teresa of Avila once said that she never suffered anything unjustly in her entire life. Because even when she did suffer unjustly or pay a price she didn't owe, she knew there were dozens and dozens of things for which she got away scot-free. Never paid a price. She said she never suffered anything unjustly in her entire life. And we need to learn to dispense with this idea that we never should have to pay a price that we don't owe either. Our Lord paid a price he didn't owe, to deliver us from sin, right? And as followers, we'll pay many, many prices that we don't owe. If you got what you deserved in this life, the way you think you should only get what you deserved in this life, you'd be lucky if you were working the cleanup crew in purgatory, right? Until the end of time, right? So just a tiny little lesson here today, and one more way for our Lord's followers to imitate him: avoiding petty disputes. We're asked for the prayers of the saints to help us to do just that today. Saints Pontian and Hippolytus, pray for us.